Illinois Made is just one of the themes the head of the state's Office of Tourism promoted this week in the Quad Cities. It's National Travel and Tourism Week, and Corey Jobe arrived in Rock Island on Tuesday morning for a sports huddle at the Holiday Inn. He dropped by WVIK after the meeting, and Michelle O'Neill asked him what it was all about.
Well, I spoke to a group of about 15 Convention and Visitor Bureaus and 18 rights holders from around the country who are interested in building our sports tournaments and sports activities here in the state. It's a big return on investment. When you bring sporting events, niche meetings, conventions, youth tournaments, it drives a true return on investment for the local community, for the state of Illinois.
Mm-hmm. And how did they respond to your pitch?
Well, great. I mean, we have a niche market called Sports Illinois, and it's made up of those convention and visitor bureaus from around the state who have sporting facilities, athletic fields that host weekend tournaments, week-long tournaments throughout the year, indoor and outdoor fields and facilities. So it's an opportunity really for us to engage with those rights holders.
Okay, and it's certainly a central location in the Midwest.
Absolutely is. The Quad Cities obviously host to the Women's Missouri Valley Basketball Championships. Mm-hmm. They're no stranger to sports activities whatsoever. So it's good to be here in the Quad Cities.
And some tourism numbers came out yesterday for the state of Illinois. Tell me about those.
Yes, another record-breaking year. We welcomed another 1 million visitors to the state in 2016 over 2015. Which brings our domestic visitor numbers to 110 million visitors who visited Illinois in 2016. Out of those 110 million, 83% are leisure visitors. We also announced that we added another nearly 10,000 new tourism-related jobs. So in the last 2 years, we've added 20,000 tourism-related jobs to the economy here in the state, bringing that number about 302,000 overall tourism-related jobs.
And is that pace of another 1 million over year over year, is that a high pace, a slow pace?
The 1 million new visitors. It was right around the national average. We have not, our full numbers are not in yet. We're still waiting on our international numbers. So that'll bump another 1.5% to 2%. So yes, we're on pace, and our Q1 17 numbers were doing quite well as well. So in addition to that, you know, it's tourism is a big economic engine for the state, and we brought in tax revenue receipts of $2.6 billion, that's with a B, $2.6 billion in tax revenue for local and state economies, and that's up $106 million over the previous year. And the one thing I like to note, we're responsible for putting heads in beds and butts in seats, as I like to say. And we increased our overnight stays by more than 3% over the previous year, and that beats the national average by over 1%. So we feel pretty good of what we're doing here in the state of Illinois to not only attract visitors, but those visitors are spending a lot of money, over $36 billion in expenditures at our hotels, restaurants, small business, gift shops, attractions, and really
parking lots.
It all adds up. And it's a great return on investment for the state of Illinois.
And how does it, you know, spread throughout the state? You know, how much is there a percentage that is for Chicago and the rest?
Well, you know, it's pretty much split. The visitor expenditure, it's about 55-45, 55% downstate, 45% in the city and Cook. The hotel motel tax revenues, it's about 60-40, 60% mm-hmm. Chicago, 40% downstate. And the reason there's so much supply in the city of Chicago, the city of Chicago in the last year has opened 20 plus new hotels. A lot of those are architecturally significant boutique renovation hotels. So it drives a lot of demand. So a lot of supply is in the Chicago market. But we like to say this is a very balanced industry around the state. And there's a lot of unique opportunities. The visitor today, 72% of millennials want to travel for authentic, unique experiences. And you can find authentic experiences in all parts of the state. And why people travel, why you travel, why I travel are just totally different, but offer unique opportunities to experience something authentic in the state.
That was Corey Jobe, director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, talking with Michelle O'Neill.